I've been in the eye of the storm, but I've got trolled senseless for many things. And I still remember I took up for, you know, I took a very strong stand against abuse, but I got trolled for people believing that. I don't say this with any level of, how do I put this across? With any level of immodesty. I'm saying this with a huge amount of modesty because I genuinely don't get that much work. I have to create work around me. Not last year, but at least the year before that, I was living under a rock. I'd just given birth. I didn't know what to do. Like I would never know where my phone is. And you know, you consume knowledge of your palm now. And
koimoi.com.
Hello and welcome to Koimoi. This is Shubham Kulkarni. And today we are in conversation with Neha Dhupia, a voice I have been in love with for years now, and she's here to promote her new film, Step Out. So tell me, how are you? What's happening?
I'm absolutely fine. We're in Goa. We extended our stay here. We actually came here for Christmas and New Year's, and then, you know, we have a place, and then we just extended our stay. But now we're heading back to Bombay. So yeah, counting hours, making the most of watching every sunset on the beach, and promoting Step Out, which is a film of ours, a film of mine, which comes out on the tomorrow on Disney Plus Hotstar.
I had the privilege to watch the film before its release, and the first question I have is, Tumhari Sulu was about women empowerment. Then came Devi, which was about trade. And now this is about abuse. Tell me, is Neha Dhupia finally finding a voice that demands change?
You know, I'm not so sure if, you know, I'm in search of a voice. I just feel I'm very comfortable using it. So, you know, I don't know if that means that I'm looking for something. No, I'm not looking for anything at all. The only thing is that when it comes to Step Out, it is a film. Firstly, thank you very much for taking out 10 minutes and watching the film. It's a short and, you know, it talks about mental health. It's a very important subject. We all need to discuss it more so in 2020 than ever. Now we're in 21. A lot of content that was made, or very little content that was made last year, was based on what was happening in the world, and very little money was spent on it. And I feel like as a producer, if you are going to back something, and let's face it, you know, funds is always something that are questioned. When you do a short film, you have the liberty of actually taking a little bit of a risk and narrating or telling a story you really want to tell, because there's very little at stake.
This brings me to the question. This is also a sort of a comeback for you.
Yeah.
So tell me, what went into the break? I know it was for my hair, but apart from that.
You know, I've actually never been that person who's, you know, been sitting at home, not doing any work. So even on a day where I wasn't working in the movies, I was always doing some sort of work or the other. I was either, you know, working on my show, That's No Filter Neha, which has also been produced by me. I was either working on Roadies, and then I was doing the most important job that you know, any woman or any person can. That was trying to be my version of you know, a good parent who's present around my child as much as I can. So, I mean, I remember having this conversation many years ago. I think it was with Saurabh Shukla, and we had a laugh about it when we were working on two or three films. And I just told him that I've just been one of those blessed people that ever since I stepped foot into Mumbai, I may not have constantly worked one film to another, one project to another, but I've always worked. Now that could have been because I have this undying love for what I do, or it also could be that I'm somebody who just comes from this place of hustle and hard work. You know, if I had to like compare myself to if my spirit animal would really not be anything else, it would just be an ant, because I just want to work hard all the time. You know, that's all I want to do. And even here, like, you know, we were just watching the sunset with my daughter. I rushed here. I wanted to, and I don't say this with any level of, how do I put this across? With any level of immodesty. I'm saying this with a huge amount of modesty because I genuinely don't get that much work. I have to create work around me.
How difficult is it to create work around you?
I mean, initially when you're much younger, you feel like, oh yeah, it could be a little more demoralizing, but you have to take it in your stride. When you create work, you do work you really want to do.
Yes.
You know, and that comes with age, experience, with, again, you know, going back to having a voice of your own. I mean, if I had to you know, go away. I did Tumhari Sullu, I did Devi because it was offered to me. And then I was just sitting at home and I was waiting for something interesting to happen. And then we had a lockdown, so very few people were actually green lighting too much. But then when Step Out came to me, that's Sridhar, who's the director, and Suraj, who's, you know, the co-producer on the film, and so is Sridhar. They have this lovely studio called Strange Love Studios. And, you know, when they called me to play the part of the psychiatrist, I just really thought that it's a shot. Let me take a punt on it. And I just feel like I need to amplify this voice. And if I become a co-producer, I may be able to do a little more justice and be more honest to the film, you know, as far as taking the voice forward was concerned. And, you know, rightfully so, we are living in an age where we need to normalize mental health more than ever.
Since we are talking about mental health, tell me, how much does the social media scrutiny pull you back from voicing your opinion? Be it with the social media.
You know, it's not so much social media scrutiny that holds me back. It's just sometimes you just feel like the voice you want to actually put out on social media may not be that harsh. Like, yeah. I don't want to be an extremist. Like, I don't want to take sides, or I don't want to have like strong opinions. I want to tell people what I'm doing. I'm the kind of person who follows people to know what their happy place looks like.
Yes.
And therefore I want to be the person who follows and for all the people who follow me to like give them an insight into my life. Like I don't have, I have opinions, but I refrain from taking very strong sides without knowing the up to the last detail of it. Like, I could comment on a Federer-Nadal match if I watch, you know, ball to ball, serve to serve, game to game, set to set. But I don't want to have strong opinions if I don't know something that has gone on in the back end, what has gone on, something may have history. And that's why, you know, a lot of people actually tell me that, listen, you're so opinionated, but why aren't you saying something about this? But why is it that you say something about some topics? Because some topics I know more about and some topics I don't know more about. And, you know, as of not last year, but at least the year before that, I was living under a rock. I'd just given birth. I didn't know what to do. Like, I would never know where my phone is. And, you know, you consume knowledge of your palm now. And, you know, I feel like I got back into the game much later. Of course, you know, I've been in the eye of the storm, but I've got trolled senseless for many things. And I still remember I took a very strong stand against abuse, but I got trolled for people believing that I was taking a stand in favor of adultery. Now, you know, it's just people and how, no matter what it is, they just want to, like, you know, before understanding you, they want to misunderstand you. So, you know, it's just human tendency of people on social media. So, you know, I can't be responsible for everyone. And therefore, feel like I'd rather convey, or I'd rather share my opinion or vocalize everything I want in front of people who I can have a valid conversation with. And if that may sound regressive to a few people, that the valid conversation I can have in my living room with like six or eight of my close friends over a meal, like I used to watch my parents do, that's the route I want to take now.
That's true. But then, yeah, how but do you...
Have I not said anything against, you know, have I not taken strong stance? Or voiced my opinion on, you know, whatever it may be, like, you know, supported causes. I was just like last week talking about the water crisis, and I'm happy to lend myself. I have a breastfeeding community which has over 10,000 women, where we talk about normalizing breastfeeding. It's in my capacity to do so. Yeah.